Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Man, I hope I get a little better action here with my latest guest and Carly. She was interrupting me the whole time. Carly that. In any event, thanks so much for joining us. Appreciate it, Dimitri, live and dangerously local. Another live exclusive interview with Michaela Williams. She is with Serena Heckathorn and Health Markets Health Markets Insurance Agency. Full disclosure, Leslie and I both use Health Markets Insurance Agency. Serena is our agent. She is also a client of mine, Dimitri 2020 LLC, and I do personal endorsements for her. You need to know this right up front because transparency is what I'm all about. I asked Michaela to come on the program. She is the senior insurance agent, although you don't really look Mexican at all.
What?
Senior insurance agent.
Senior.
Oh, that's senior. Oh.
Senior.
I knew that. Health Markets Insurance Agency, the office manager of one of the two offices that Serena Heckathorn has. This one is in St. C. on National Road. And I asked Michaela to come on. Leslie and I went to see her at the office to take care of all of her insurance needs. Again, full disclosure, this is my agent. This is my agency. I love these people, but you need to know I've got a business relationship with them as well. But the reason that I asked her to come on is because of this, which I had not known anything about until she said it to me at the meeting about this insurance donut hole or something, and everybody's insurance rates are going to be going up and really bad stuff. And I thought, oh, really bad stuff that people need to know about. We got to get her on. So that's why Michaela is here. You can see her on the Facebook live stream. You want to wave to our thousands of Facebook friends there as well, and download the River Network app. And so tell us, what is this donut hole thing?
Okay, so there used to be a thing called the donut hole, also known as the coverage gap. When somebody would take very expensive medicines, this was, say it's 2023 or 2024. There were four different stages to prescription coverage. But basically, at some point throughout the year, when somebody took expensive meds, the cost of what they have to pay at the pharmacy went up like crazy. So I believe it was in 2024, the max out-of-pocket for prescription drugs was $8,000. Going into 2025, it went down to $2,000.
How? Well, how'd that happen?
So there was a law passed where there's just no more donut hole. And what it does is companies like all these different insurance companies are paying more out of their pocket to keep the costs down for members at the pharmacies. So that's a lot more out of the insurance company's pocket, which means rates are going to increase. They have to do something to try to make up for those costs, right?
Yeah.
So the cost of plans are going up, and the cost of prescriptions, what you pay up front, may be going up as well.
How much?
Everybody's different.
Ballpark.
Like, just for example, say somebody last year was paying a $47 copay. Maybe this year they're paying 25% of the full cost of their $1,000 medicine.
$250 from $40?
Correct.
And that's typical?
Yeah. With
Jeez.
With a lot of those drug plans out there.
Holy cow. And people don't know about this.
Mm-mm. Not until they get their letters in the mail and see the price, the increase in their monthly premium, or when they go to get their medications at the pharmacy in January, and then it's too late to make any changes.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, you are getting some very, very, very important news, not only for your health insurance, but your parents' health insurance as well. Mm-hmm. Pay attention to this one. It's Michaela Williams of Health Markets Insurance, Serena Heckathorn, Health Markets Insurance Agency in St. C., also an office in Steubenville. So what do we do about this?
So we just have to sit down with everybody, really dig deep into the medications that they take, what pharmacy they choose to go to. Sometimes we could get you better pricing if you're willing to switch pharmacies, because sometimes that happens. But between the cost of the plan plus what you pay out of pocket towards your medications, that's where we're going to figure out which plan is going to be the most affordable for you from January until the end of the year.
Now, is this part of Obamacare?
No.
This has nothing to do with Obamacare.
No, that's totally separate.
This is the insurance companies going, we can't keep subsidizing this hole. We got to make it up somehow, and that's what they're doing.
Yes. Now, overall, in the long run, from January until December, what they're paying out of pocket has gone down. But up front and monthly, it could be a lot higher. But that's where we're kind of stepping in to try to average everything out, make it a little bit easier for the member.
When people realize what they're going to be facing this coming year, when you give them the bad news, like you gave Leslie and me the bad news, and mostly Leslie, because she handles our finances, right. Me, I'm going, well, what does that mean, honey? She did not take it well.
Yeah. Yeah, so she definitely had a big price increase, but as you saw, between the cost of her price increase plus what she pays out of pocket, that's why she's staying where she's at.
Yeah, it's still bad, but it's going to be worse somewhere else.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. It's going to be so much worse somewhere else. Now,
have you ever had people pass out when you've told them this bad news?
No.
Okay.
Thank God.
So far.
So far.
So far, okay.
I definitely have had some people cry. Like, I've been doing this 9 years now. I've been with Serena for 9 years. So, I've definitely had some to present bad news to people before, and they have cried, unfortunately, but I try to be there for them, try to make it a little bit easier on them as possible, and we do find other solutions. Maybe, okay, so there's a program called the Medicare Prescription Payment Plan. What we can do, instead of paying a huge lump sum at the pharmacy right up front, we can average out those costs from January until December. That way you're not paying $500-$600 in January for your medicines.
We're spreading it out, but you're still paying it.
Exactly. But it's going to be a little bit easier.
Is there any interest with that, essentially loan? Is it cheaper? Will it cost less money to pay everything up front or to spread it out over 12 months? Is it the same dollar amount?
It's going to be the same dollar amount.
Well, then everybody should do that.
Everybody's different. Everyone has their preferences. Some people would rather pay that money up front if they have it.
Yeah.
And then be covered a lot sooner in the year.
Oh.
And not have to pay that money every month.
Oh, yeah.
Or not a lot of people can pay $500-$600 up front.
As far as I know, Michaela, again, full disclosure, Michaela Williams, she is the office manager, Serena Heckathorn, Health Markets Insurance Agency, St. Clairsville, not the manager in Steubenville, that is Mary.
Yes.
Both wonderful people, wonderful offices, great people. Full disclosure, this is my health insurance company. Leslie and I have used them for years. I love Serena Heckathorn. Serena Heckathorn is gold. I came up with that. Serena Heckathorn is gold.
You did.
And that she is a client for Dimitri 2020 LLC and an advertiser. You need to know that. Full transparency right up front here. Michaela, why is it that I first learned about this from you? Why aren't other insurance companies, other insurance agencies telling everybody here in the Valley, hey, we've got some very, very bad news here for you? Why is no one saying this? Why is it the first time anyone is hearing this?
It doesn't get advertised by the insurance companies. A lot of call centers that you're talking to just want you to sign up with them just so that they can get commission. We deal with multiple companies, so we can really dig deep and see, you know, look at each individual plan. Now, not every single company can we work with, but that's where you go to Medicare.gov. And plus, like I said, Medicare does not advertise this stuff. And if you try to read the information in that big Medicare book, you're going to be sitting there for 2+ hours and still not really understand the full concept of what's going on. So unless it's like really explained to you, and unless you go through the training, you're not going to know.
So my listeners, and I do want them to come to you, because again, you're my client as well, but I work with you. I believe in you. There's no question about that. If they come to you, you will explain to each one of my listeners that, yes, here's the deal. Here's what you're going to be paying in new fees because of this horrible change now with the insurance companies that they're not going to be subsidizing this hole anymore.
Right.
And it's going to come out of your pocket, not the insurance company. But you will tell everyone this. You'll explain it to them. Mm-hmm. You'll show them the numbers,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, definitely. And I like to really simplify it for everybody, because when I started out with Serena, I was 19 years old. I didn't know a single thing about Medicare. I hardly even knew what a deductible was. So because of it was simplified to me by Serena, I'm able to simplify it for everybody else. I'm going to say 100% of the people that walk into my office confused walk out with all of their questions answered.
Yeah. And you don't have call centers or anything like that. You want people to come in your offices in either St. Clairsville or Steubenville, sit down face to face flesh and blood, talk with the person, look at the person right in the eye.
Absolutely. I am willing to also do phone appointments or Zoom meetings. I definitely...
You don't like them, though.
I'm not crazy about phone appointments. Zoom meetings are okay. That way, we can still see each other face-to-face. I can kind of read your the language on your face a little bit, see if you're confused, but I can also show you everything as I'm explaining it to you on a Zoom meeting. Whereas over the phone, I'm just reading a bunch of words, trying to get you to understand everything without actually pointing at things and, you know, having you visualize
it. Big improvement, refreshing change. You're not talking to a call center in the Philippines or India. You're talking with flesh and blood human beings who live right here in the Upper Ohio Valley. I've met all of them. They're lovely human beings. Yeah. They all live here in the Upper Ohio Valley, either for the St. Clairsville office or the Steubenville office. The Steubenville office is right next to the KFC on Sunset. Mm-hmm. St. Clairsville office is the newer one. It's 2 years old. It's on National Road, a little office park, if you will, two or so doors up from the DeFelice, actually from Texas Roadhouse, DeFelice Pizza. Then there's a bank, and then there's a little office park area, and that's where you are located.
Yes.
All right, great. That's where Grace Hoffman has her office, the law office there, right next to you.
Yes.
All right, so what else? I don't know what I don't know. And this is a great opportunity for you to tell all of our listeners not only this terrible news and how you can help as best you can.
Right.
Is there anything else that they need to know that nobody else is telling them?
Yes. So for next year, outside of the Medicare market, if you're non-Medicare, maybe you're 40 years old, you have health insurance on the Affordable Care Act, or also known as the Marketplace. Definitely call us and set up an appointment to review your plan for next year, because there will be a lot of changes. Most likely there will be price increases because there's like a government shutdown or whatever. I don't know too much details about that, but I know it has
to be. You're sure there are going to be price increases, serious price increases?
Yes, because the insurance companies, one, are going to increase their rates. I've seen a lot of the increases, and it's not going to be very, very pretty.
What is it, 5%, 10%, 20%, 30%?
I want to say the lowest increase I saw in Belmont County was a 17% increase.
Jesus.
Yeah. Other companies, more like 27%, 30%.
Nobody's talking about this except Serena Heckathorn, Health Markets. You're the only ones that I'm aware of.
Yeah.
This is absolutely amazing.
So those are just
amazing.
Like average prices. We haven't seen the exact numbers yet. Not until November 1st.
All right. If you'd like more information, we're almost out of time here. We've got Mr. Big Willie himself is going to be calling in from his cab and his freight liner, Cascadia 125. If people want more information, Michaela, if they want to sit down with you or somebody else with Serena Heckathorn, Health Markets Insurance Agency, what's the phone number?
740-275-4922.
Once again, that number is?
740-275-4922. Hit option 1 for Steubenville, option 2 for St. Clairsville.
All right, and call her Senior Insurance Agent, not Senior, because that would be a mistake. And it's Health Markets Insurance Agency. Can they also find you on Facebook?
Absolutely.
And it's Michaela Williams?
Yes.
All right, and it's also Health Markets Insurance Company?
Yes.
And it's Serena Heckathorn, Health Markets Insurance Agency,
yes.
Right? Okay,
yes.
Great. Serena, please tell her I said hello. She is just the best. She is
she
gold.
Is the
she
best.
Is actually gold. People come in and say that all the time. Isn't that amazing they still do that?
Yes, they do in my office too.
The power of this thing is unbelievable.
I've been with her 9 years. I think that's saying a little something. Oh. She's a great person to work
with. Oh, my God. She is the best. She is absolutely the best. All right. Health Markets Insurance Agency, Serena Heckathorn, Health Markets Insurance Agency, full disclosure, my client, Dimitri 2020 LLC. Go there. I use them. They are the best. And you just got information that nobody else is giving you. No other insurance agency is giving you this. No other show is giving you this. You're getting it all right here. If you want to know what's really going on, you keep it right here. Dimitri, live and dangerously local.